live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's a 25 to 1 and it's time to welcome my guest for this hour. It's Dr. Evelyn Lord. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to see you. It's an absolute pleasure and thank you for taking the time to come. I know it's not been easy. You had two buses and obviously you say one of them was a bit elusive, wasn't it, to say the least?
Yes, very.
Now, you've got a talk coming up which sounds absolutely fascinating because I didn't know anything about the plague in Cambridge, full stop, but I suppose it just didn't cross my mind because coming from London, sort of just hear about the London plague and that's all. So your talk, based on your book that you wrote, next week, The Great Plague in Cambridge, 1665, A People's History. What sort of brought you to write that?
Well, Cambridge is very lucky in having lots of good 17th century sources, both parish sources and college sources. And I was interested in the plague and really diseases over time generally. And when I looked at these sources, it was obvious there's a lot there to be going on. And I'm really interested in people in the past.
Yes.
And what I wanted to do was to make people feel what it was like to live in Cambridge during the plague, which lasted 2 years.
Wow.
Using various sources, I can actually identify where a lot of them lived, the actual houses. So again, I can walk around Cambridge and say, yes, there was a plague outbreak there, and yes, that was a family, the whole family died. And
wow, that's quite incredible. I don't think that exists necessarily for everything, does it? Lots of areas, I bet.
No, it's just lucky that the sources are there.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about your background, though? Because you're sort of, I say you're retired now, but you're doing all this stuff, so clearly not actually retired, but you're retired from your working life. And what did you do before then?
Before I retired, I was the course director for the Masters in Local History at the University of Cambridge. I came into education late, and I have a PhD in local history because that was what I was always interested in, from the University of Leicester. And at that time, Leicester was the big place for local history because W.G. Hoskins, who was sort of the father of local history, was there. But he'd gone by the time I got there. Now, I am the... excuse me.
That's all right.
The chair of the Cambridgeshire Association for Local History and also the convener of the editorial committee of the Cambridgeshire Records Society, which helps to keep me busy.
Yeah.
Also, we have a landscape and local history research group convene as well. And I suppose local history is something that you never give up. And I do say historians never die.
They just keep adding on. Yeah, and I think from the history I did at school, which seemed very removed from your lives, and it was all about people that were far away and didn't really have any connection to me, to learning about local history more as I've got older, I find it absolutely fascinating. And I think knowing what people kind of that were like ourselves, but living in a different time, how they got on with things. And like you say, things are so close that you can walk round and touch them. I can see why you're absolutely fascinated. I mean, it's great to have somebody like you that has gone so far into local history to be able to be running these things.
Yes, I often think, well, society was different. Probably their morals were different. But like us, they had the same emotions. There is a school of history which says that people didn't care for their children up to about the 19th century. It's not true. Everyone cared for their children. You can see it in the grief that they felt when they died.
Oh, that's good to know, because I think a lot of people are sort of think, oh, you know, you sent them out to work and this, that and the other. But that was because that's just the way it had to be, because there was no other way of anyone getting your money or anything, was there?
You had to go out at the age of even 7 or 8 and earn some living to help your family along. Yes.
So going back to the talk next week, it's based on your book, which you were saying has been out, but it's not that long been out in paperback, has it?
That's right. It was came out in 2014, and then a year ago, December, it came out in paperback. I have now given talks to a lot of local history societies around the county, but strangely enough, I've not given anything in... Well, I've given one in Mill Road, but not in the centre of Cambridge. And, of course, the Museum of Cambridge is going to be really interesting, because people who have come to the museum are going to be walking past some of the prime... the epicentre of the plague. So,
oh, wow.
say when you... go home and have a look at St. Clement's graveyard and think about why it's 2 feet above the road and so on.
Oh my goodness. So this talk is next Tuesday, 26th of March, as you say, at the Museum of
at
Cambridge,
Museum of
which
Cambridge.
Is right in the centre, isn't
yes.
it? I always forget what the name of the road is. Castle Street.
Yes, Castle Street.
Yes, so it's right in that corner there, isn't
yes.
it? And can people still get tickets?
As far as I know, yes. So, I heard there were 30 sold so far. So
yeah, lovely.
I expect so, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. It's 6 till 7, so that's got a good time for people, not too late.
Yes.
And say so you're going to cover the whole of the of that time of the plague?
Well, cover the whole of the time, but questions and answers as well.
Yeah.
It's illustrated, PowerPoint display as well.
Lovely. And so if people want to get in touch, I think for that, it's probably best to go to the Museum of Cambridge website,
yes.
and then you'll be able to find tickets there. And you say about the plague in Cambridge, were there specific places? You said there were certain areas. Were certain places not as bad as others then?
Well, at one time, every parish in Cambridge, and Cambridge had 9 parishes, you can trace plague in all of them. So it was worse in the St. Clement's, which is by the river, Bridge Street, that sort of area. And in what is now Jesus Lane, when I look at the houses there, think about... They're obviously modern house, well, Victorian, probably mm-hmm. Edwardian. But when you look at the actual details and the leases and so on, they were just tenements, multi-occupied with women and children and so on.
Yes, and of course that's probably made it even worse for spreading.
It made it
once.
Worse,
yeah. So after that, then I presume that were improvements made then, or were they? Not for a while. I suppose nobody lived in them for a while. Then.
They just lived in them.
Yeah, what they had. Yeah,
they had to. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. So that's next Tuesday, 6 till 7 at the Museum of Cambridge. If you want to hear about the Great Plague of Cambridge, now we're jumping now to a little different part of the of Cambridge, Histon and Impington. Now you've got a whole day conference going on about this as well.
We have a whole day conference. The Cambridgeshire Association for Local History, which was founded over 70 years ago, the meetings we have are usually based in Cambridge, but it is for the whole shire. So we've decided to take the initiative to move out to the villages, and Histon and Impington Village Society very kindly jointly organised this our annual conference with providing speakers and they've done all the organising, and I'm heartily grateful
yes,
to that.
Yeah, well, that takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
It does take a lot of work.
Yeah. And do you do this every year then, in a different place generally?
No, this is, they were trying it out.
Oh, nice. Oh, well, so then if you are from that area and you're interested in local history, this is the one then, isn't it? So it's Histon and Impington's History, A Journey Through the History.
Yes.
Saturday the 6th of April, all day. I think you just bring a lunch or go and get a lunch, isn't it?
Bring a
I
lunch.
Yeah.
There'll be coffee and tea.
Yeah, but, lovely.
And there are also lots of places around.
Yes, of course. It's taking place at the Histon Baptist Church, so that's right, very easy for people to get to, isn't
and,
it?
Yes, there's a bus stop right by the coming from Cambridge.
Even better. That's brilliant. And Can anyone come to this?
Oh, of course, yes, yes.
Again, how do you look up how the details of that one?
Well, you can get it on Eventbrite, www.eventbrite, and look for lists, Histon lists of events.
Yeah.
And also website calhinfo.info.
Lovely.
.com.
And can you give us a sort of feel for the sort of talks going ahead for that one?
Well, the talks are going to cover buildings, people, industry, obviously, chivers, railways. Yeah. And rather interesting, the first talk, the second talk, rather, is about Eliza Woodcock. Now, Eliza Woodcock, in the 18th century, came to the market one winter's day, came to Cambridge, tried to walk back to Histon in a snowstorm, and was found 2 days later, frozen to death in a field. And the first talk is actually about Jane Woodcock and also the house that she lived in as well.
Yeah, because as I said, there's recent renovations of Woodcock House.
That's,
Because it is interesting to see, there's these programmes on television now where they take a house and they look at the different people that have lived in.
That's right,
and
yes.
And I think that's fascinating because you sort of almost forget that when you think of all the history that each house has.
Yes.
Yeah. And so there's a few of those. And like you say, there's one on Chivers, which obviously everybody kind of has a view of an image of Chivers, but hadn't really, you know, you don't always realise how far back it goes, really.
Or how important it was.
Yes, I imagine.
As an employer, both for Histon and Impington and for the villages around. And, of course, all the soft fruit, which was being grown out on the fens and so on, really important for that. So.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. So that's two events. You'll have to have a little lie down after both of those, won't you?
Yes.
So if anyone wants to go, so the first one is next Tuesday, 26th of March, Tuesday evening, 6 to 7 at the Museum of London. And this, the Stones and Stories, A Journey Through Histon and Impington's History, is all day on Saturday, the 6th of April.
Yes, although we're quite happy for people want to come to just for the morning or the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
We'd
yes.
be very happy to see them as well.
Yes, yeah, so it starts at 9, finishes at 4, but there's lunch at noon, around noon, isn't it? So,
yes.
Well, 1 o'clock. So if people want to do one or the other, that's a really good idea as well. Lovely.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Thank you, Dr. Evelyn Lord, and for those both fascinating talks on local history.
Well, thank you for having me.
Cambridge 105 Radio.